Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
This email is so far above our pay grade here. We love getting your emails about the drama that's going on in your life, but every now and then we'll get one where we're like, it would be irresponsible for us to give advice in a certain area because it could be dangerous because we just don't have experience in that area, right? And in this case here, we had to call Katie Likem, who is a gender therapist and LGBTQIA specialist that will join us here in just 1 second with this email. But the email says this: Hey, Burt Show, I'm in need of help. The world we live in today seems that the LGBTQ community is always in the news. As y'all have brought up drag queens and trans women lately, it has only made my confusion worse. I know you all are allies, and I can use some help. Started in high school, I went to a private Christian school and was a typical jock. I was pretty popular, and everyone knew me in school. I was always jealous of girls and their way of life. The sleepover stories, the inside jokes, the picking out prom dresses, it all fascinated me, and I wanted to experience it. As I got to college, I met a few girls who I dated who were willing to help support. But with lack of a safe place and funds to find a safe place, it was never truly what I wanted. I cherish those relationships and wish I could have them now. Today, I am married to an amazing woman, and she has all the things I wanted in a wife and mother for a marriage. That being said, she does not support this side of me that I cannot get rid of. She tried once and it ended horribly and told me never again. To this day, she does not know that I truly want this experience. I have a secret Tumblr that allows me to indulge through a screen the feelings I have, but again, it's not the full experience I would like. I have wanted to try therapy, but I know my wife would ask why, and I don't want to tell her. I wish I could get away and try all of the different things I want to try, but again, that is not an option. I feel like I am living a double life, and she gets upset that our piano playing time is very frequent.
Isn't very frequent, rather.
But I want to do things outside the traditional norm to gear up to playing the piano, and I do not get the chance. It's complicated, and it's more than wanting to cross-dress, but I do not want to change my life completely. It's a double life I wish I could live and have no idea what to do. I wish I could have a best friend who is a girl I could go to another town with and be best girlfriends, or a sister to help me out. Needless to say, it feels like a double life. It feels like I'm trapped at times, and I do not know where to go. It's against everything I was brought up believing, but I know it's what I desire and want. And I want to say it's more than just the clothes. It's so much more and deeper than that. As I feel girls have a special bond men do not quite understand. Please help, as it is a constant battle. And I want to please both lives I try to live. Thanks in advance. So like I said at the outset, this one's so far above our pay grade. I don't think anybody in here has this experience. So we brought Katie Likem again. She is a gender therapist and LGBTQIA specialist. And it's almost impossible to wrap this up in a couple of minutes. But we're certainly going to try. Hey, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I really appreciate you joining us. So you heard the email. Is there a short answer here?
Yes. I can try and wrap this up. First, I want to say that the advice I'm about to give isn't necessarily specific to this person's situation mm-hmm. or to be thought of as a client-clinical relationship between us. It's just general guidance.
Got it.
So the issue would be, you know, it sounds like they want to please their wife and stay with their wife, but they want to, you know, be the person they are. And I know they said therapy is not an option, but I think that would be the best way to go. I have had clients come to see me in similar situations where they pay cash for therapy, and they do it. I wouldn't normally say to do this with a partnered relationship, but they do it, you know, in secret so that they can work out and process, you know, what they need to do. And I know they said that they wanted a girlfriend, a friend. You know, there are support groups. There's virtual support groups that could be done during their own time. And I think at some point they're going to need to bring up the importance of their wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is I want to thank you for calling us from the Brazilian rainforest. We appreciate you stopping, taking the time, and giving us the advice. And the second thing is, don't you kind of feel like, wouldn't you rather be on? I don't know what I'm trying to get at
here. He is being honest. He wants both, but right. His wife isn't into that.
Well, then.
That's where we're at.
Well, I mean, if he wants to live his authentic life, then can you have it both ways here, Kim? Or Katie, I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, I have had clients that there's a conference in Pennsylvania once a year that, you know, some trans women or women who have unsupportive wives will go to and take a vacation. And I realize that was mentioned as not a possibility, but they'll take a vacation, spend a week of their lives, you know, a week of their year being who they want to be, and then go back to their marriage. That can create some more difficulties because once you experience what you know you want, it can only make the desire more.
Right. It's so heartbreaking to me to think, you know, I mean, we only do this whole life thing one time. Mm-hmm. And in the overall scheme of things, it's really not all that long. And to have to hide who you are in any way, shape, or form, especially with the person that you're supposed to trust more than anybody mm-hmm. else, it's kind of heartbreaking. But it's really heartbreaking.
And I want to also come down on the wife because that would be, it would be difficult to try to navigate your feelings around your husband wanting to do this if that's not what you're accustomed to or not something that you're interested in as the wife.
So, Katie, if we had to wrap this thing up in 30 seconds, and we've put you in an impossible situation. It's a very complicated
mm-hmm.
and layered and nuanced situation. So to ask for like quick advice is almost impossible. First things first, go to the therapist and don't tell the wife.
If there is no other option to not tell the wife, then I would say yes, go to therapy.
Okay.
And not tell the wife.
That's where it all starts, I guess.
Yeah, okay. I think so. Because this is deep.
It's really deep and really layered. All right, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it, Katie.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.